This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Welcome back to Internet Explorers. I'm Tim Geddes. This over there, that's Nick Scarpino.
I was messaging.
And we are the Internet Explorers. It's okay. That's on trend.
You're using internet.
You were exploring. I like you came up with something today, Nick, that I really, really enjoyed.
Yeah.
It was us trying to like, we're like, Internet Explorers is like too long of a name.
Yeah.
If we had to like break it down and try to explain to someone, like just they could look at a couple letters and understand what the show is, what would it be?
Capital I, capital E, lowercase z.
Hell yeah, baby.
That's
the way you fucking do it. That's the
yeah,
way.
I was slacking people because the stream wasn't going
so
well.
Good.
And I was like, oh, can you guys, if you're uploading anything, please don't upload anything during screencasts and IEs. And you were like, yeah. And
dude,
I was like, that's dope.
Let's
put that on a hat.
This show's dope, man.
I love it, man. I'm looking forward. It's weird that we're doing it on a Friday.
It is.
But it also just is par for the course for us because the next 2 weeks of our life is fucking crazy. So why not?
We're doing it on a Friday. This is episode 2 that we're doing this week. But you guys, if you're watching the VOD or listening to it on podcast services around the globe, you are listening to it the proper time it's supposed to go up. But we're doing that because all month of January.
Yeah.
We're crowdfunding for the Kinda Funny World Tour. Stop one is this weekend in Arizona, Tempe, Arizona. We're doing a meet and greet at Portillo's from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Sunday before the Royal Rumble. Very excited about that. So yeah, if you're watching live, can't wait to see you. If you are watching or listening when it goes up later, it was a great time, wasn't it?
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? Wow.
So remember that time that the guy threw the thing? And I was like, wow.
I was very impressed with that. I'm surprised you didn't get in trouble for that thing.
I can't believe how many flavorful, fruity beverages I drank that weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird for me. For a guy who's basically doesn't like sugar at all, I went nuts on those Eiffel Tower drinks. Why do I think the Royal Rumble is going to be Vegas?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
That's very weird.
Greg brought up an interesting point yesterday. He was like, oh, this is going to be your first real wrestling thing. And I was like, no. I went to WrestleMania at the Anaheim Pond back in like 2000.
Yeah, I wonder which WrestleMania you went to.
Well, we can Google it. I'll tell you while you're introing
the
show.
Yeah, dude. Hey, explore the internet, Nick. Get that information.
Let's go.
This is Internet Explorers every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific time on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. Me, Tim Geddes, him, Nick Scarpino, us, the Internet Explorers. That's right. We explore the internet.
It was, in fact, WrestleMania 2000.
WrestleMania 2000.
April 2nd, 2000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's WrestleMania a lot of
people
say.
Definitely not.
No?
Definitely not. You can get the show as a podcast. On your podcast service of choice, search for Internet Explorers with a Z. We'll be there. It's great for everyone. I'm very excited about all of it. You can get it on iTunes, SoundCloud, Spotify. It's just all the damn things. You
get
know
it.
What I mean?
Get it.
And if you have Twitch Prime,
oh no,
you have Amazon Prime.
What is that?
Stop.
Nick, don't look at stuff. You're looking at the fun clips too early, man.
Oh my God, that was terrifying.
Too fucking early.
That broke my brain.
If you have Amazon Prime, you have Twitch Prime, and we would very much appreciate your Twitch subscription here. You get your private emotes, or your new emotes. Your emotes. You don't get emotes otherwise. It's been a week. It's been a month.
It has indeed.
It's been a day, even.
It's going to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Were you on Games Daily today, right? Thank God.
Thank God.
Because sometimes when we do three podcasts in a row,
we
get a little nutty.
Mm-hmm.
Like Greg gets a little fucking loopy boop.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, the loopy
loop. But this is good. We had a great screencast earlier today. Thanks everyone who's sticking around for the chat.
Yep.
And I'm looking forward to whatever. You had me watch some shit for this. That I'm like, I question my life.
Yeah.
In a good way.
Oh, yeah.
How could I live this life? What did I do to deserve this? Who do I have to sexually gratify to continue to do it?
No,
me, in fact. Housekeeping for you.
That's going to be a fun one.
The final crowdfunding push for our world tour is next Wednesday. Or if you watch it, the time machine shit. It's Wednesday, January 30th at 10 a.m. From 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. We're funding from the crowd. That's you guys. We're trying to get to London, baby. Austin Powers. I watched it on the plane a couple weeks ago.
Austin Powers.
Interesting movie. Interesting
had you not
movie.
Seen it before?
Of course I've seen it.
Oh, I was like
how haven't seen it in hell.
Oh, like, how did a young Tim Geddes never watch? I thought, like, you must have loved that movie.
Yeah, I definitely did. All of them.
Oh man. Something popped up. I think it was Goldmember or whatever the last one was.
Goldmember.
Was it Goldmember? And it was him and Mini Me in the prison outfits. And I was like, oh my God, they do Gangster's Paradise. It's so fucking funny.
Fucking love it.
So inappropriate.
Let's see. What else we got here? Kindoffunny.com/store. Kev, can you bring that guy up?
Let's go, Doggy.
Boom. You can buy these shirts. You can emblazon them across your body.
Shout out to whoever was wearing that shirt on that.
The party mode shirt on an episode of Raw.
Raw, you
can see him like almost front row. Brock Lesnar's there and you just see party mode in the back. It's party time. Doggy dog.
I'm not going to be happy in life until Vince McMahon knows who I am.
Personally.
Me, not just Greg. Me.
Me.
Yeah. And I want him to say in a meeting with WWE executives, we have to stop this Scarpino fellow. He's taking over our shows.
Yeah.
That's what I want. So that shit starts this Sunday, ladies and gentlemen.
This Sunday at the Rumble.
In AZ. In the
big old AZ.
Yeah.
I've never been to Arizona.
It's hot.
Really? Love Arizona.
One of the hottest places in the world.
Well, the thing is, it's hot until it's not. You know what I mean?
It's fucking cold.
And then when the fucking sun goes down, it's cold. So I would bring some warm clothes and some cold weather clothes. I like Arizona. I go to Scottsdale like maybe once a year because I have some family out there. And it's weird because it's like Orange County. Scottsdale's like a little mini Orange County, Irvine. It's wonky. I've never been to Tempe, though.
Me neither.
But here's the confusing thing about Arizona is that I keep telling people I'm going to Scottsdale and they go, oh, and then I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm going to Phoenix. Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry, I'm going to Tempe. And they're like, it's all the same thing. I'm like, what does that mean?
It's like Daly City and Colma.
It's all so close together that people just lump it in together. And I'm like, well, where's Tucson? And then they go, Tucson's just really far. I don't know.
You say that, Kevin.
Colma
no,
is
they're
like
not.
6 blocks long.
Yeah, great. That's my point. It's all the fucking same thing. Nobody knows the difference. It's time for a segment I like to call In Other News.
Yeah.
Let's get to it,
Let's
baby.
Go.
Is there like a noise that you want me to do? There you go.
That was good. That was a good Kevin impression.
My gobble gobble Kevin impression.
This comes from Engadget. Amazon starts testing its Scout delivery robot.
This is a bad idea.
It's delivering packages to customers in a Washington neighborhood starting today. So we've heard years ago there's the drones, the new and all that stuff. Now we get this fucking R2-D2 motherfucker out here.
No, it's not.
Scroll down a bit.
It's all right.
Click that video.
Oh my God, this is.
We don't need sound. Just like look at this. This is not going to work.
No.
What?
At all.
No.
These things are going to get destroyed. Yeah. By drunk.
Yeah, dude. These things are
going to
get tampered with. And also, it's like the wheel system they have going here. Like, imagine if that thing accidentally fell off the curb.
Nah.
It would turtle.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, like, how many of these are you going to see just, like, on their sides and the wheels are still spinning and they're like, help me, please. I am sentient. Put me out of my misery.
I guarantee you there's some weird technology that, like, in here, there's pipes that come out that, like, reorient it. That's what I want.
I know it's what you want, but like this looks That's like a Roomba they're allowing outside.
It looks like RoboCop's face, like his head, with wheels on it.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It's the last mile, right? That's what the delivery range is, about a mile.
Now, here's the bigger issue. Well,
how big of a package can you get in this fucking thing? How many packages can you put in
this
thing?
Well, the robots can navigate by themselves, an Amazon employee will accompany them, at least for now.
To test it out.
I like the idea of the drones better.
I like the idea of it being a punishment. It's like, you got to go with the little rolly guys.
Yeah, you got to go with the thing that's going to take your job one day. Amazon people.
No, I'm saying that they bring in like office people from Amazon. It's like their punishment is to go.
Oh
wow, that's
God.
Not a big package.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like how you can put
like that
toothpaste
was the limit
in here.
Like,
I get my razor
like...
refills. That's it. If you walk into my building right now, you're gonna see eight giant fucking packages that couldn't fit in this thing.
Mm-hmm.
So what are they gonna do one day? Just have a fucking tank rolling down your street, just shooting packages into your window?
Mean, more than that, it's just I don't understand what the point of this is. Like. Because here's the thing. This should all be customer facing, right?
Yeah.
This is all stuff that's supposed to make the customer experience better. I like the experience I have now where I don't need to interact with a robot to get my thing.
Yeah.
A package is left for me and I'm good. This thing can't leave me a package. I need to go get the package.
Oh, eventually, if this is a success, they'll have other ones that like have opening mouths and stuff and they can just spit out the damn thing.
Oh my God. If we ever do a delivery robot, if we ever make one.
Yeah.
Follow me on this. Let's make it deliver pizzas and the box just spits out of its mouth. But it makes this sound and it doesn't get all the way out. It just kind of falls out of its mouth.
Okay.
How do you feel about that?
It's horrifying.
The only thing I like about this, Nick, at all is the color.
It's a great color.
It is.
It's cyan.
Perfect.
And it,
it
looks
perfect.
Like RoboCop, but the kinder, gentler RoboCop.
Mm-hmm.
Like if RoboCop didn't have any guns.
Next news story. This is the Xiaomi foldable phone concept. Let's check the video, Kev.
Oh, this looks dope.
Video being checked.
So essentially, like, we've been seeing a lot of this stuff for the last couple of years about this foldable tech. At CES this year, we saw a giant OLED TV that folds down. You can kind of pull
rolls.
Up.
It
so
rolls,
damn cool.
Yeah. That's dope as fuck.
This, it folds two different ways. So you get this kind of like big tablet. Mm-hmm. And then scroll ahead just a little bit, Kev.
iPad mini style.
Oh, my God.
You see him fold that thing down.
What the fucking Jesus? Fold, this is some, what magic is this?
When does he fold it?
Right there. He just did it.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
Yeah. So there you see him. He's there. He's just flipping.
Scrolling. He's like, hello, scrolling, hello. Man. We're watching
for
videos.
A scroll.
This is awesome.
Whoa, it's freaking
That's
me out,
really
dude.
Cool.
Now, here's my thing is they don't really show it from the other angle. Like, I want to see how the width of that shit. Like, I don't think it's going to feel great in your pocket.
No. I mean, yeah, there's like that.
Yeah, see, that's too much, man.
It's pretty dope, though.
That looks like a giant flask.
But I mean, imagine if they were to integrate that a slightly thinner. I mean, that's not terrible. That's probably a little bit bigger than Kevin's phone.
No, my phone is as thin as your phone.
Right.
Sure.
Sure, Google. Okay, Google.
Okay, Google.
Okay, Google. Check it out. Reality. Am I in it? No.
You fucking got him.
Google.
You got him. Next up. Weezer dropped a surprise album, a cover album called The Teal Album. They did their whole little, we are going to cover Africa at a concert. And everyone was super stoked. And then they did this.
Now, sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, I'm upset because I came up with an amazing joke yesterday when we were driving to lunch. And then Andy told me somebody already made the joke better than I did. And I was like defeated because I was.
Actually, sadly, I think it was me that told you that.
That makes it even
worse. And that
makes
it even worse that I knew it before you did. It was
my joke was
yeah go for it.
I was just like, this is like kids bop, but it's adults bop with a Z. Adults bop.
Now I saw Greg tweeting about this because he's a huge Weezer fan, and he was like, this is amazing. And I'm like, oh, Greg usually has pretty good taste in music, barring the fact that he has horrible taste in country music and all the other musics. But so we start listening to it on the way to lunch yesterday. We went to Burgermeister. I got some sweet potato fries and a bunless burger. Barrett was saying the criticism of this album is that they're just straight covers that aren't really infusing the Weezer style in. And I have to agree. I'm like, why wouldn't I, like, if I'm going to listen to this, why not just make a playlist of all these songs and listen to them?
Yeah.
Also, the weird standout as I continue to listen to this past, you guys, was all of these are 80s songs, I think, except for No Scrubs.
You got
to
love No Scrubs, dude.
But
well, Happy like, Together is like 60s,
I guess,
right?
Well, I guess that Happy. But Happy Together was, I think it was covered in the 80s.
Was it?
Probably at some point. I don't know. I'm shooting shit out of my ass right now. But the No Scrubs thing kind of popped. I was like, okay, they did No Scrubs.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, they did. The weirdest thing, though, is when we were listening to Sweet Dreams.
Yeah.
Where it starts off and it's like.
It's the exact
song. It's the exact same thing because you can't really cover synths.
No.
Because they're synths.
I mean, you can. You could have. That's the thing.
You could have. Yeah.
You could have covered that with, I don't know, an electric guitar. Like, because your lead guitarist is pretty good from what I understand of Weezer. But it's weird.
How much do you understand of Weezer?
Very little.
Yeah.
One. Two. I just say it. Is that Weezer?
Yeah.
I just fucking remember my real touchstone for Weezer is just when I used to scream that song during Rock Band and Tal Blevins would open up the old demo room in the Brisbane office and say, guys, we're trying to work. Mm-hmm. And then an hour later, he'd be in there screaming, and I'd be like, well, you're my boss, so I can't say anything to you, but
that's how that
one
works.
Day I'm going to see you
that's
on the street, son.
And then the final bit of news today.
Smartphones having sacks.
Just an iPhone with a Pixel 3 behind it, Nick.
Huh, that's weird. This seems like a relevant
smartphones having sacks.
Fake news.
Look at, wait, which one's the bigger one?
You tell me, Nick. Which one's the bigger? Do you even recognize which phone is which?
Yeah, obviously the one with the stupid screen protector is a Google phone.
Neither has a screen protector. Where's their screen protector?
Clearly, that's a screen protector.
No, that's not. That's how it looks.
Oh, man, that's terrible.
No, it's weird. I hate you.
What a terrible fucking phone.
Oh, Andy sucks too, you know?
God, Andy sucks. You fucking green bubbles, you suck.
I hate
you
so much.
You fucking green little bubbles.
Ew, take out the green bubbles. We're going to come in and fuck up your text thread.
Final news story of the day. We are officially 183 days away until Hobbs and Shaw is in theaters.
I'm really enjoying this bit.
Very, very excited about this.
I appreciate that.
Yeah,
again,
it's counting down.
Rock. Where is your response to my last video? I don't understand how you would let this picture be taken of you. Bro, do you even work out?
Don't. Ooh. Stop. Don't.
Dude,
like,
Jokes aside, Kev, can you go to The Rock's Instagram?
Oh my yes. God, are you talking about the one where he's fucking shirtless with his thing on?
The picture from Hobbs and Shaw that he just posted?
Oh my
God.
Are we going to that?
I've never been so scared and aroused at the same time.
Dude. I was like, dude, it's one of those things. I saw this picture and I was like, I want that one right there. Yeah. I was like, I want to put myself in peril just so this man can save me.
Put myself in peril.
I'm in mortal peril. Look at the fucking shoulders. What do you do for shoulders? Kill people? What do you do?
What do you do for shoulders?
And why are you wearing that sarong? And no, we'll and with pants out. Underneath it. Why did I just come on, Rocky?
I like the watch.
I mean,
it's a big watch. I like that he's wearing a big giant watch. And the God, dress pants. He's slides.
A big, yeah, from the waist down, it's a little bit weird, but like the Jesus Christ, he's huge.
The next segment of the show, arguably my favorite segment of the show, is Tim wants to show Nick stuff.
Yeah, I love it.
All right. Starting off with a little simple one. This comes from the Kinda Funny Reddit.
Okay.
There we go. Thank you. Suburbanite Slob brought up a very important thing. Mm-hmm. All it took was a catchy theme song. It's like they made a meme of a teacher saying, write a haiku.
Yeah.
And then me. Not interested. And then it was me saying, write a haiku and review. With and then go down. Kid Cod. You gotta love it, man. You gotta love it. These kids, they're creative on the Kinda Funny Reddit.
I'm really bad with syllables.
Mm-hmm.
With how many count. Syllables something count. Has in it. Mm-hmm. And I will
5-7-5 keeps there, you alive.
If you guys remember a long time ago, I think I was like, Nick has 2 syllables, Nick. And, mm-hmm. and Kevin was like, you're a fucking idiot.
That is true.
I was like, that is true.
That happens. And then next up, this is the first thing that I saw this week that I'm like, I cannot wait to share this with Nick Scarpino. I'm going to read a Twitter thread from Tricky D on Twitter. So my this has almost 90,000 retweets, by the way. So my stepson has a girl upstairs in his room that stayed the night and my wife doesn't know yet. I'm curious on how he plans to smuggle her out now that the whole family is awake. And now we wait.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I love it.
People asking for updates. She's still here. The wife has gone into full Saturday house cleaning mode. She still hasn't noticed the cute white shoes by the door. This could be his chance while she's box. Distracted. No one in this house would have all white shoes. And there's a picture of these tiny little white shoes.
Oh my God.
Sorry.
This is fucking awesome.
I'm reading tweets.
Like all
tweet
of them are like,
this thread
like
is about 20 different tweets. Mm-hmm. A note on the shoe thing. There's a side door attached to the kitchen, literally right at the bottom of the stairs. But those damn shoes are on the opposite side of the house. 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. My wife, amazing wife, cleaning so hardcore she doesn't even notice me standing behind her to take this pic. Music cranked all the way. Now's the chance. Will he seize the opportunity?
Yeah.
I see all y'all comments about help the kid out. He's an 18-year-old grown-ass man. Mm-hmm. We live and die by our choices.
Yeah, we sure do. Live by the knife, die by the knife.
And the wife is done in the bathroom and has moved onto the kitchen. The kitchen is at the bottom of the stairs.
Oh, no.
Oof. So who are we rooting for? And he puts up a Twitter poll between Young Love and Mama Bear.
Oh, my God.
Young Love wins 63%.
We've all been there. I mean, not me because I didn't have sex till college, but we've all been there.
I think they might be waiting it out. The wife usually lays down and reads after lunch, especially after cleaning her ass off all morning. Could he be waiting for that? Can she hold her pee another hour or so? I have no idea what they're thinking.
Here's what I'm going to say, though.
You're reading this great.
You're doing a fucking phenomenal job. I'm gonna pause here and say, if I were this kid at this point, I would just act like she just got there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my. She's been here for like an hour.
Yep.
That's it. That's all you got to do.
Be smart, but that's dad the smart knows. Kid. That's the trick. The dad knows.
He doesn't know the dad knows, though.
Yeah, that's true.
The thing. Unless he follows his dad on Twitter, in which case this was a bad idea.
The dad comes back. I'm afraid this thread isn't going to live up to the hype. You know, like a Ben Affleck Miramax movie.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm waiting, just like the rest of you.
I mean, you know, we own the night.
Then there's a follow-up. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. She came down to use the bathroom. It's one of his closest friends. See, Mom might believe it's just a friendly sleepover. She was lucky enough to sleep through the fuck fest above our heads at 4 a.m. Jesus.
Wow. Calling his friend out. Calling his kid out.
Kid out.
See, this is not the good way to ingratiate yourself to your stepson here, bro.
I don't even know if the wife saw her come downstairs to use the bathroom. She said nothing, and it's not like I can ask. Yet. Oh my God, this kid, nonchalant as fuck. He casually strolls downstairs and grabbed those shoes and went back upstairs, side-eyeing me the whole way past. I shot him a little wink, winky emoji. Then, they're gonna hit that side door. Bet.
This guy's awesome.
Well, that's a wrap, folks. Mama just went to the bedroom to lay down and read for a bit. He's got a good 2 to 3 hour window. Looks like Young Love finds a way for now. And closure. Sure enough, hit the side door and they gone. I don't know about you, but I need a drink after that suspense. Thanks for following along. That was amazing. And then he just says some other shit. But Then he also follows up, for all you haters commenting about why I'm not helping the house with the house cleaning, first off, fuck you. You don't know my life. And secondly, I make the bomb-ass sandwiches around here. That's why. It's a picture of him flicking off the camera, surrounded by dope-looking sandwiches.
Those do look fucking really good.
No, I thought it was chips on there too. But
no, it's like a Dutch crunch or something, yeah, or some sort of sourdough. This fuck, that beautiful. Looks fucking legit.
Damn.
I'm really hungry.
What a
right
story,
now.
Though, right?
Yeah.
This delivered, man.
This is great.
Delivered.
This is great. Good for you. Good for you, man.
Good for.
It's a way to completely destroy the bond of trust between you and your stepson. But I mean, to be fair, I probably wasn't there to begin with because he probably is like, you're not my dad. Fuck off.
You're not my
Jesus.
Dad.
Well, damn, that's how they think, man. That's why I don't have kids.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That okay. Because, you know.
Next up.
Dysfunctional.
Honestly. I don't really have much to say here.
Yeah.
Ariana Grande dropped her new single, Seven Rings, after a lot of teasing. We got the music video. We got the song. It's a certified bop. All right. And I just wanted you to watch it. I just kind of wanted to see what you had to say about it.
There's a lot of conflicting emotions I have about this. Namely, the song is terrible.
I fucking love it.
It's just.
It's brilliant.
First off,
simplicity.
It's a Christmas song that's like a month after Christmas, which is weird.
Christmas.
Isn't it like
no, it's my favorite things.
These are a few. Okay, I'm sorry. You're right. Why did I think that was a Christmas
song? You're thinking
song?
Of the 12 Days of Christmas. That's for some odd of. Reason.
So these are a few of my favorite things. Okay, fair point. It's a weird take on that song. I don't like the song.
For a bit of it. This song has about four change-ups, none of which have consequence or make any sense.
No.
But I'm here for all of it.
I like the line where she's like, did you cut your I like
you
your
like
hair.
My hair?
I just cut
Cheap
it.
Thanks. No.
I just cut it.
Just bought it.
I just bought it?
She just bought it, dude.
Oh, I couldn't even hear what We've the fuck lied. She's saying. So this is one of those things where it's like, this is just candy. There's no substance to this whatsoever.
It's the hotness.
And
though.
Here's what happened to Uncle Nick when he started watching this. Okay.
Nope.
The first emotion is this is annoying and I hate everything about this. And then it was over and I was like, why is it over?
Yeah. No,
why
dude.
Why is she gone?
Little earworm. She'll be back. You just hit replay.
How old is she now?
I don't know, 23?
Like thank God.
I don't like this.
Let me
she
read
looks
you,
like a fucking 12-year-old.
I'm gonna read you. I'm gonna read you some of the lyrics from this. All right,
give it to me.
Because like I've been having an issue with Ariana Grande recently.
She's terrible.
Thank You Next was her last song that she just put out. Right, another certified bop. You listen to verse one, you're like, okay, this makes a lot of sense. Verse two makes a lot of sense. By the time she gets to verse three, I challenge you, read the lyrics. She just fucking gives up. She's like, I'm out of things to say. So I'm just going to say a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah.
She literally calls out. She's like, and if things don't work out, at least this song was a smash. It's like, you didn't know it was a smash. You knew it was going to be a smash.
Well, she had confidence.
But that's a lazy ass fucking lyric.
She had confidence.
She did have confidence. So a lot of confidence in this song specifically. All right.
Mm-hmm.
But she goes, yeah, breakfast at Tiffany's and bottles of bubbles. Girls with tattoos who like getting in trouble. Lashes and diamonds, ATM machines. Buy myself all of my favorite things. All right.
Yeah.
Love the confidence. Some cool stuff going on here. I do want to point out, though, there's inconsistency in the narrative thread.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
sorry.
Bottles of bubbles. Cool, I get it. Girls tattoos get in a lot of trouble. That's the group that you want to hang out with, right? Lashes and diamonds. These are things you're trying to buy. Why are you just going to name drop ATM machines?
Because that's where you get the money from.
Yeah, you got to get the money
But it's like, buy myself all of my favorite things.
Yeah.
Like, that kind of implies that, like, you're buying an ATM machine.
Well, she also later talks about having a black card.
There's nothing sexy about ATM machines.
No, not unless you're drunk and they're giving you food money. They're giving you the burger money.
I get that, but Ariana Grande, the lifestyle she's living, the video that we see... I don't believe she's going to ATM machines.
I don't think
machines.
Ariana Grande has ever used an ATM machine.
Yeah.
I mean, she talks about having a black card later, which is a very...
A black card is her business card.
As her business card, which is a dope
which
line,
also
by the
doesn't
way.
Make sense, though.
That it does make sense. If
does
you
it?
If you had a black card, people would be like, oh, you're baller as fuck. We'll give you whatever you want.
Is it a business card? Or I thought it was a credit card with no limits.
No, she means she has a black card, and I don't need a business card because I'm so fucking baller. I have an American Express black card, which is limitless.
So she goes, my receipts be looking like phone numbers. If it ain't money, then wrong number. Black card is my business card. All right? Mm-hmm. And she goes from there. I think she meant to say black card is my calling card. That'd make a lot more sense.
Yeah. I see it both ways.
So you're trying to
That's my
this.
Business card. You're just leaving your fucking like you.
No,
give
but like people
card.
Know my business is I can buy whatever the fuck I want. It's basically how I learned. I figured that line. It's like I'm baller as fuck. That's my business. Like you, I don't need a business card beyond that. I thought it was a dope line.
No,
but she was also
line,
like on all fours on a fucking table. So like I don't know if I'm hearing
inventing
any of this
right. A new dance that we've never seen, where she's in push-up position and still doing the cute little fucking leg flippy thing. I love it. I'm all about it. My favorite line in this entire song, though, is "You ain't got enough money to pay me respect." Damn, son. Anyways, I highly recommend watching this video.
Why not?
Tweet at us. Let us know your favorite part.
Yeah.
Preferably use GIFs. All right.
Yeah, that's my favorite part too.
And really, I wanted that as a segue to talk about lyrics of songs because one, Jonathan Barkin on Twitter put out a challenge. In 5 words or less, get a song stuck in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And the responses have been pretty damn
good. Oh my God, the first one's great.
First one, somebody once told me. All that really takes is one word.
Yeah.
Somebody.
Some. And people, body. People well, that's how you spell the song. Yep. Body once told me.
Others include, don't you forget about me.
That's not going to do it for me. That's not going to stuck in it.
If someone said, don't you.
I mean, it's not going to get stuck in my head, though. Yeah, no, I feel like Smash Mouth gets stuck in your head to the point where you got to go to a fucking shrink to get it out of there.
But I feel like if Andy comes here and sings that don't.
Andy can't sing. Let's just call it Smash Mouth.
Jesus.
Well, he's always picking stuff out of his register. Have you watched KFAF? Great
Country show. Roads Take Me Home.
See, I don't know that song that well, so it wouldn't. Don't Stop Me Now. No,
that's
not
a pretty
really.
Good one.
See, Don't Stop Me Now is good, but those aren't the first words.
I would say
they?
This. What if I said
having
this?
A good time, having a good time.
What if I went like this?
It's too much.
Baby, I'm sorry.
Not sorry, but those aren't the first words of the song.
No, but that. Oh, it has to be the first words?
Oh, I don't know.
It's a hook.
It's just five words.
Just 5 words, doggy dog.
Yeah, see, that changes it for me. I thought it was a better challenge where it was like it had to be the first words.
Oh, otherwise, that's possible.
Otherwise, 5 words. I mean, no, you're right. But I just misunderstood it. Because it's like, that's real easy. Like, hooks are essentially 5 words usually.
Yeah, pretty much.
Fran?
Yeah.
Oh, what happened, Fran?
Someone just said, Day Man. Oh! Fighter of the Night Man. So fucking good.
Is that Always Sunny?
Yeah.
I never watched that show.
Me neither,
I just saw
that one episode.
Every time I see clips, I'm like, this show is fucking,
dude,
fucking
this
weird.
This show is so fucking crazy, and it's good. Really.
But go back to it, Kev. There was one that I wanted to get to.
Just get to it, dude.
It's V. Sampi.
Just get to
who
it.
Who doesn't even have the words. He's like, I need 0 words for this, and just posted a GIF. So scroll down. Keep going.
It would have been real nice if you just given me the
link. Or you can just,
explore
the internet with us,
Kevin. We're going for a scroll, Kevin.
God. Keep going.
That's awesome.
Keep going.
Mm-hmm. There we go.
That one? Oh, that's awesome.
All it is a GIF of the...
Yeah.
That one fucking won.
I also love that he's like, this is how honest this guy is. I didn't make that GIF, by the way. I would credit the original creator, but it seems they're practically impossible to track down. How long did you try looking for this person, V-Sampi?
V-Sampi?
Nick, there's no way to track him down.
So this was another thing that I wanted to show you, Nick, that I thought was really cool.
Yeah.
There's this guy that's a photographer, and he started taking a bunch of pictures of his toys using practical effects.
Cool.
So scroll down, Kev.
Really
there we
got
Goku.
Oh, that's awesome.
Look at that shit, right?
That's really cool.
Like, these look rad as hell.
That's cool.
So much emotion being shown in some of these. There's like explosions happening behind these characters. Little Charizard starting a little fucking fire. But yeah, I love the Stormtrooper one in the fire. Like, that's just so damn cool.
You think the toy's okay?
No, I think it melted.
No, I think it's
at
done.
Least part of it melted.
That thing's done.
That's an awesome shot. This is hilarious.
Yeah, so click on the video, Kev. Don't need sound.
I wasn't going to do it.
So it's interesting because he looks like he's videotaping them and then just taking screen grabs.
But he might be taking pictures too.
Scroll forward. Yeah, you can see he like actually puts little like firecrackers and shit into the water and stuff to like blow things up.
Oh,
man,
look at that.
That's cool. Oh, he must be shooting like 4K.
It's so fucking cool.
I wonder what this thing was. Did you see
maybe,
that?
Maybe he's taking this rapid fire himself. That's cool. That's
gotta
really cool.
It. Gotta love it.
What an interesting thing to do with
Jesus
your free time.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's sad is I was like, my first reaction was like, God, this kid's got a lot of free time. He should just get a job. But I'm sure he'll make more money on this when he fucking, whenever the next Vine thing happens.
He also might have a job. This might be his hobby. You know, like one time you were like, oh, I'm going to do a hobby. It's a podcast.
He sounds so stupid sometimes.
God, I know. Like, you know what I mean?
I hope you...
Kevin,
I'm
going to
fight
bring
you
up,
someday. I hope you know that.
I got the last
both
one.
I'm going to watch.
This is one that I wasn't going to put on here, but a couple weeks ago,
you got
a hint of it, and it felt like
it's
you wanted to
best.
See this. This is 37 photos of kids taking a snooze in odd places.
I love it. dead. That kid
done.
Was halfway through that pudding and just said, fuck it.
Like, it just tells such a story.
Fuck
but, like, my favorite part is the popsicle stick. Like, there's a history here. Like,
dude, first off, there's the cherry chapstick. This kid nailed that popsicle. Can't even. And what the fuck is that thing up there? Is it the car keys? What is that?
Yeah, I think so.
Is the keys to mom's Toyota Sienna?
A metal ring right there. It looks like, yeah.
Yeah, this kid. That, you know, the mom's like, this just threw some shit on there. It was like, this is going to be embarrassing for you later in life. Yeah. You run for Senate.
Go down.
Let's see some more of these.
Get it, please, dude.
Yeah. Please?
Yeah, oh, that's the one that got you last
that
time.
That is the best. Because we've all been there.
You said that last time.
You're tired,
really
got to take a shit.
Think, I haven't.
No. I would fall over. I was watching, though. You know, I watched this show called Below Deck.
Uh-huh.
And I watched Below Deck Mediterranean as well, for all of you asking, because I'm a huge Below Deck fan. One of the guests on one of the episodes, they got so drunk that he passed out on the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
He just kind of sat. But he wasn't, like, shitting. He just sat down and passed out, so he was fully clothed. But I was like, how did you not fall over? Because I can't even sleep on planes without... And you do the thing, you wake yourself up, and then your neck hurts for the rest of your life. So that's fascinating. This kid looks like he's in a fucking...
But this
like,
kid
sort of prison.
At Disney World... World, and he's straight up just using cotton candy as a pillow.
That's smart. Awesome.
Pro maneuver.
Smart move.
Pro.
Because then once you wake up and you want a snack, you just eat the pillow.
Just eat the pillow.
Whoa.
Scroll down.
Whoa. Please.
Jesus, kid. First off, shout out to the parents for getting this kid a mini chair and training him how to be... training the kid how to be a lazy piece of shit later in life.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what, kid? We're going to get you a bark lounger, too, so you can do nothing.
You get your own fucking chair.
Oh, I'm terrible.
Oh, man.
I know, dude. But you know what? People don't like me when I'm nice. They don't respond.
It's true. I get it.
I don't think she's sleeping, though. Maybe she's just taking a little relax.
No, she's asleep.
She's just closing her eyes because she's getting face paint.
No,
on her
she's
face.
Knocked.
Maybe she like, because you know, sometimes when people like brush your face, it's relaxing. Jesus like, Christ.
You got a little race car bed. You fucking privileged
and,
little shit.
And a giant stuffed animal you could be sleeping on.
And she's like, you know what? No, here.
Kids are so weird. Kids are weird. Oh, Jesus. This kid looks like he fell off a roof
onto a trampoline.
He would have been fine. He would have been
although
fine.
I have napped on trampolines before. They are very comfortable.
Really?
Oh, yeah. My buddy growing up had a giant trampoline in his backyard, and we just would spend hours out there. Because you're like, no one else has this. We're the only people in the world. We're the masters of the universe.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That looks comfy. That's the best.
That doesn't look
that
comfy.
That does not look comfy.
This kid.
Also, where's the steering wheel?
I don't know.
Right.
Is he? No.
What's the front?
He's backward. His head's in the front windshield.
Oh, yeah. The steering wheel's right here. You can see it.
Oh, that. See, that looks
that
so
does not
uncomfortable.
Look comfortable. Maybe he's just trying to get some release, like, you know, massage when you, like, roll your back up. And he's just like, I did some yoga. I'm a little stiff.
Yeah. Okay.
That's where you need to pick your kid up, because that looks like a toilet. Like
it is a toilet.
Oh, that's your toilet. I was going to say, if that's a public toilet, your kid's getting some sort of fungi on their ear.
Ew.
Like eye fungus? We're like, oh, you have such lovely green eye.
Green eye.
Oh, I've done that. I've been there, man. You get hot. You have a couple beers and you're like, fuck,
nice.
I'm going to pass out on the raft.
I don't think he's having a couple beers.
You know what I mean? You get a couple Bud Lights on ice and you're just like, man, it's so warm out here and cozy.
Bud Lights on ice.
And your friends just let you go because they're good friends and they're drunk also.
All right.
No, we've all been there.
Yeah, that one's fine.
The booth of the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I still do that.
Kevin still does that too. We have a picture from him from
we
the
do
Let's Play Spring Break.
Like that. Yeah,
oversized shirt.
Oh my god, we do.
It's the best.
One day we need to show that picture.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's so.
We have a picture of you when you knocked the fuck out
when you were in your sleep shirt. I said, Kevin, what's going on with this shirt? He goes, my sleep shirt, and it was like
I said it's my pajamas.
And he walked by, and I could just here's what happened. The shirt was so big that I saw Kevin's head, his hands, and just 2 feet. That's what I saw.
Was,
the rest was shirt.
It was my dad's shirt, and I used it as a PJ.
It's comfortable.
It's very comfortable.
Do you have that picture?
I
think it's on my old phone.
I think you took it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I texted it to you, though.
You did. I'll find it.
Yeah, we had to find
it. I'll find
it. We need to show the people.
Aww.
Wow, that's a little ass kid.
Oh, baby.
Why is his shirt so big and his pants so small?
Because you got to grow into him. Kids grow weird. Sometimes their torso grows first.
So weird.
Sometimes their torso grows first. Isn't that right? I don't know. I read that somewhere.
No,
that's what happened to Michael Fassbender. That's why he's all torso.
Oh my god. Oh mm-hmm. my god, that's funny. All right, we can move on.
Yeah, let's move on from this. This is great though. Right.
This section, Tim wants to show you stuff where I pick my favorite thing I saw this week for you to see. We talked about this on the Kind of Funny screencast, but I liked it so much, and it's very rare in recent times that I've seen new types of YouTube videos that I recommend to people. Phil DeFranco started a new series with his correspondents that does deep dives, like video essays that combine investigative journalism with video essay format to go into the big news stories of the day or like the big trending topics going on. And they put out a video explaining how the Oscars actually work and how things are voted for. Super fascinating stuff. Check it out. Highly recommend it. That's my Tim share of the week.
After you watch it, go over and watch us talk about it on screencast.
Yeah.
That'll be posted later today at youtube.com.
Cyclical. It's all cyclical.
It's all
and then
a ball of energy.
This segment's called Sweet Nasty Love. We want you to send some sweet, nasty love to people that we love. Today is Elise Willems. At Elise Willems, showing love to the Party Mode shirt. So now we want to show her some love for being a fucking awesome human being. Go tweet at her, hashtag sweet nasty love. Say that Tim and Nick sent you, and Andy too. You know what I mean?
I wanted to talk about how much I like this shirt because I feel like it'll excite and you know it'll make Andy feel good about his decisions. But it's a really good shirt.
It's cool. It sucks because in order to like this shirt, Kevin, and I feel your pain, you have to then pay someone else in the office a compliment, and I fucking hate that. It's my least favorite thing.
So, Kevin, I sympathize
with you 100%. If you like Barrett's here, we can talk shit about him.
No, I'm going to fucking post an Instagram page and just talk about your stupid bag.
Okay. My stupid bag?
Back.
Back. Either way. Oh, was it Achievement Hunter Live yesterday?
This whole week.
The whole week they're doing the thing? Cool.
Kevin, I'm going to Slack you something really quick, actually. Okay. Kevin, or Nick, can you stall for a second?
Sure, ladies and gentlemen. We're coming up to my next favorite segment I can see on the tabs, where we just kind of go to the ZergNet and pick articles to talk about, which I like very much. But I will say this. I got a text from Jeff last night.
Mm.
And he said, I'm doing comedy in front of 1,800 people tonight. In a nod, he was like, so I'm super nervous. Wish me luck. And so I texted him back. I'm like, you're going to do great. But I want to hear how that went.
That's great.
And I'm super excited to see him in Montana because he's going to be there in Missoula, Montana, I think is what it is, for a Big Sky Documentary Festival.
Yeah, that's exciting stuff. Kev, I just slacked you something to control.
All right. Can you
please bring it up?
Ooh, Mr. Yasman 300 asks a great question. Nick and Tim, who should play Elise in the Kind of Funny biopic, Jillian Jacobs or Vanessa Kirby? Probably Elise.
She's Jacobs, dude.
But I feel like Elise is young enough to play herself in this documentary.
No, but Jillian Jacobs would do it really well.
Dude, Vanessa Kirby would too. Do you know who Vanessa Kirby is?
Jennifer Aniston.
Oh.
Elise is such a good Jennifer Aniston impression.
What do you mean?
Can we bring this up, please?
Yeah.
I saw that I was on Reddit last night. Autumn, formerly of Sugar Pine 7, announced that she was leaving Sugar Pine 7, now just going to be an editor at Rooster Teeth. It's very exciting stuff. We wish her well for sure. But I was looking through the thread on the Reddit, on Rooster Teeth's Reddit, and I saw something that concerned me. All right.
Okay.
We're going through. Someone says, such a hero sandwich says, sign and trade to Kind of Funny for Andy Cortez. And I see Andy Cortez's bitch ass respond, crossing my fingers with an emoji.
Fucker.
It's like he thinks he's so fucking sneaky. Don't let him know. Don't let him know what we have planned, Barrett, all right? There's no way he could possibly know that we know. We know the secrets. We see you out there, Maximum Cortez, if that's your real name.
Andy, you and I do the greatest show on the internet every Wednesday at 11 a.m. twitch.tv/kindoffunnygameplay or syndicated to YouTube. Go over there, check it out. This week was great because we did Office Remake and fucking nailed it. Andy's acting ability is great. How can you think about even fucking leaving me? How can you joke about that? I hate you.
Nasty little space slut.
Little shithead. Then I see him and he looks at you and blinks and you're like, oh, I just want to pet him. I just want to pet him and hang out with him.
Yeah.
Want to take him to the airport with me and tell everyone he's my security pet.
Yeah.
You know? What do they call it? Not security.
Oh, your security pet. Your emotional support.
That's
animal?
What I meant. Yeah.
Okay.
Andy's my emotional pet. I want Andy to sit on my lap on the plane today or tomorrow when we go as my emotional support animal.
Yeah.
Like, you
I
can't
like
tell
security
me he's my security
I like security pet. We're going to do this a little out of order, Kev. I want to read the ads this week. Ladies and gentlemen, this episode of Internet Explorers is brought to you by Alien Blackout.
Yeah.
Could you survive standing face-to-face with a perfect bioengineered killing machine? If you're like me, you're probably deathly afraid of xenomorphs. It's true. Are you?
Yeah, I love them.
Not
I'm
what I
so
said.
Scared
and
of
the fine folks at Foxnet and D3Go.
I love to be scared by them.
And D3Go want to put you in... I'm scared. Are you Nick? Yeah, I love him.
The way that you like to be, you love being scared by something, yes, is what I meant.
Foxnet and D3Go want to put you to the test in a new chapter in the Alien franchise, an Alien Blackout, available today for your mobile device. In Alien Blackout, you must do all that you can do to stay alive while trapped aboard a crippled Weyland-Yutani space station that is carrying a deadly alien organism, you know, like the one in the movies. And the Xenomorph definitely does not like your crew aboard this space station and is ready to tirelessly hunt you and your crew down. Can you survive 7 fear-inducing levels as you take the reins as Amanda Ripley? Yes, that Amanda Ripley, which you may remember as Ellen Ripley's daughter. Guide your crew in Alien Blackout through increasingly challenging situations only using your wits and the station's failing emergency systems. The unpredictability of both the alien and her crew can spell both the alien and her crew can spell total defeat for the entire station if you don't keep it together. Alien Blackout's a unique fear-inducing space survival horror mobile game experience that will test the inner nerves of both alien and horror fans alike, where life can end in an instant. Click on the link in the description or head over to www.d3go.com/morning and download Alien Blackout for the App Store, Google Play, and Amazon App Store today. That's d3go.com/morning. Download Alien Blackout. And also, shout out to Robinhood. Robinhood is an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, and cryptos, all commission-free. While other brokerages charge up to $10 for every trade, Robinhood doesn't charge any commission fees, so you can trade stocks and keep all of your profile. Plus, there is no account minimum deposit needed to get started, so you can start investing at any level. The simple, intuitive design of Robinhood makes investing easy for newcomers and experts alike. View easy to understand charts and market data and place a trade in just 4 taps on your smartphone. You can also view stock collections such as 100 most popular. With Robinhood, you can learn how to invest in the market as you build your portfolio, discover new stocks, track your favorite companies, and get custom notifications for price movements so you never miss the right moment to invest. Robinhood is giving listeners of Internet Explorers a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help you build your portfolio. Sign up now at morningshow.robinhood.com. That's right, morningshow.robinhood.com.
Blackout was that game that terrified everyone, right?
No. Blackout's a new one.
It's a new one.
It's new.
Yeah, oh, very cool.
Brand new. Out now.
Like
on
that,
mobile
man.
Devices.
Excited.
Kev,
yo.
It's time for clickbait.
Click, click, clickbait. Are we not doing the algorithm shirt?
Barrett.
That sucks. He sucks.
That does suck.
Hey,
Barrett, do you have an algorithm shirt?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, man. I guess we're doing it. Facebook algorithm shirt of the week with Barrett Courtney.
That was a good theme song.
What's what you got today for me?
All right, so I got some Vaporwave-ass PlayStation shirt for you right here. Mm-hmm. And I want to let you know, my girlfriend actually let me know, right down here, not Japanese for PlayStation, it's Chinese. It's a whole fucking, like, bullshit Facebook algorithm, like, Vaporwave, let's just put a bunch of shit together. And you know what?
Hey, dude, it looks
does Vaporwave dope. Mean slightly cheap and probably going to fall apart in, like, one wearing?
No, Vaporwave's Vaporwave, man.
Okay.
What is that?
See
mean?
The back of the screen? That's Vaporwave.
It is.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
You
what
like Vaporwave.
It's Vaporwave, man.
Cool. You know what? You keep saying it. I'm on board. I don't need to know. I don't need to understand it.
Vaporwave. Vaporwave.
He's scaring a lot.
Joey, do you know, is your hair Vaporwave?
Yeah, her hair is cool. Pretty Vaporwave.
That's cool. Okay.
All right.
Bye, Joe.
Bye, Joey. Have fun
Bye,
doing
Joey.
Your stuff.
Joey just comes and goes. You know
comes
what I mean?
Comes and goes. As she pleases. Clickbait.
Let's go to clickbait.
Clickbait.
Click it and get a ticket. Oh, man, so many good ones. Right off the top, R. Kelly. And you know if it's a story about R. Kelly, it's going to be something fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Something fascinating. No. The shady side of Ariana Grande?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's okay. A good
See,
headline. That's a real good headline.
Such a great picture for, like, there's nothing.
Does she have a shady side?
There's
the
no
truth about Starbucks? Oh, my God.
No, hold on. All right. We just got to ignore
Let's
that
see.
One.
Let's see. All right.
Nothing wrong with Starbucks.
The biggest video game boss fight letdowns of 2018.
How to get the legendary shotgun in Destiny 2? Absolutely not. Who cares?
One bite appetizers that are perfect party pleasers. That's a fun little alliteration thing going on.
That's going to be another fucking one-page one, though. That's
yeah, I believe you.
No, are you guys kidding? There's multiple appetizers and SDN appetizers. They can now have 50 pages.
That's a good
and
point.
No one would judge
That's
them.
A good point.
My vote is for the shady side of Ariana Grande.
Me too. Me
obviously,
too.
And
obviously.
I think it's going to be 15 pages.
All right. 9.
Okay.
I'm going 17.
17.
Yeah.
That would be a record.
It would be.
No.
Kev?
All right. I say 12.
Here we go. This takes us to Nikki Swift. Page one.
Page one.
Page two.
Also, I saw the word terrorist attack highlighted in pink.
Yeah.
Did anyone see that?
No.
We didn't read it.
There was a terrorist attack.
Yeah.
She was a terrorist?
Right, right, right. That was what he said. At her show.
Oh, right, right, right. Is that
so we're on three.
Mini Zac Efron?
Mini Zac Efron?
That's exactly who he is. That's what he's known for.
Four.
She dated Big Sean? I don't know if she dated Big Sean.
Yeah, dude. Have you not listened to Thank You Next?
I mean,
we're on five.
Not as closely as you have, apparently.
Literally, the first line is something about Sean.
There's lots of Sean. I thought it was Sean John.
We're on seven now. Whoa.
You sucked the life right
Jenna
out of
McCurdy
me.
Jenna McCurdy said, you sucked the life out of me.
No, you're like 15. You got a lot of life.
Jesus.
Oh, I'm so sad I missed that joke.
Page nine. Oh, man. Things aren't looking good for Big
She's
10.
She's still small. Ooh. Page 10. She had a cheap shot at Selena. What you talking about, Selena? You talking
Why
shit
you talking
about Selena,
dude?
Yo, Leave Selena's out pure. Of this. Her breakup from Mac Miller was sketchy.
Oh. Yeah, we all know.
Yeah.
Page 11. All right.
Okay, we're at 11.
We're getting to the she end
was,
here, dude.
She was hypocritical after Damn ditching it. Davidson. Who the fuck is Davidson?
Pete Davidson.
Oh, Pete SNL. Davidson.
Have you listened to Thank You Next?
I got to go back and listen to Thank You Next. Apparently, I'm missing out on a lot of pop culture.
Damn it.
Let's
over
see.
13.
Page 13.
That's over my
go up, scroll up. What is the headline of this page? You never know when she'll be a no-show. Oh, that sucks that's, for her.
Look can't. At that picture of her, though. That was definitely like that was back in Nickelodeon days.
Keep going. It's hard to tell. She always looks that age.
Well, that's her in Nickelodeon days.
She like, never fucking ages.
Nickelodeon days.
I mean, she just looks like she got a haircut or put some more hair in and got a tan. That's all she looks like.
Put more hair in.
And we're on 15. She's accused of stealing seven rings from several artists of color. Okay. Well, that sucks. Yeah,
that's the whole thing.
And then scroll down.
Wait, what's her newest song called?
Seven Rings.
Seven Rings.
Oh.
She bought one for her and six for her bitches.
Oh, I won.
Oh, shit.
Wait, what was it?
This is a new one. It's 15 pages.
15, hey!
Hey! What do I win? Do I win lunch?
Yes.
Oh, fuck off, everyone.
Everybody gets steaks. Oh, I'm back!
It's now time for Fun Clips. Hashtag Fun Clips brought to you by Bronze members and above at patreon.com slash kinda funny. I've been doing a lot of thinking about this show and about how the Great Wall of Kev should work. And what I decided, Kev, is for now, the Great Wall of Kev, the Great Firewall of Kev, is an award that you give.
Okay.
It is an award you give to the one you like least.
Yeah, like Raspies.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. So we watch the fun clips of the
this
day.
Is a great idea.
And every day, the Great Firewall of Kev comes in.
You want me to get it?
I'm going to get it.
No, don't do it. Don't do it, because last time it happened, it's a 415 number. That might be a real thing. Don't do it.
Hello? Hey, can I talk to you later? It's my mom.
Oh.
She called me from a random number. I'm live right now.
That's not fun.
Bye.
I mean, your mom's great.
I love you too. Bye.
Damn it.
Didn't expect that.
This is
didn't
the problem. That's why I say don't do it. They know when we're on the TV.
Call me from a random. They know we're on the TV.
Everything fine? Or?
Yeah. Hey, I just wanted to say that. It's like, thanks, mom. All right.
Got it.
Here we are. This is a fun clip I provided, which I think is the definition of a fun clip. Because, like, bring
wait,
it up, Kev.
Well, I'm gonna yep. wait. I'm going to wait. But I'm going to have to start it when it starts.
Go.
There it goes.
So here's the thing. We see this. We know where it's going. Yeah. We know what's going to happen.
I don't.
But
why is it half speed?
Because it's a gift that wants to show you, and you need to be able to see this moment right here. Boom.
Right.
It like blows her skirt up, which is the best. All of this is just like,
that went up
this is the definition
all of
a fun
her.
Clip. You know?
That went everywhere.
It subverts expectations. It's like Rian Johnson directed it. You know,
it's exactly like that.
Stop. It's not funny.
It's exactly like that.
I'm moving on.
Now, this next fun clip
but
I
she
also
got
put.
Fucked up in that.
And I'm going to be honest about this one. It's not that funny. It's not that revolutionary. But I feel like it fit the theme of the video of the list kids. We looked at earlier.
Yeah.
It's this sleepy baby eating pizza.
We've all been here.
And don't it, this is someone, it. We got it.
But go for it. I get it, man.
Man, I've been there.
I feel him. There's been so many times
oh
on there. And I'm just like.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I want this in my mouth. But
first off. Two questions. Well, actually, just really one question.
Damn, this is great.
Do they make that bib for adults? Because look at how it's catching the pizza. And I feel like I always miss a half a slice because when I'm drunk, it just falls on me.
Mm-hmm.
Just to let you know.
That would solve all that.
Down
that would solve your problems, man. So now getting in to some from these beautiful bastards over on patreon.com/kindoffunny. This comes from Teddy.
Yeah.
8 seconds.
Now this is a GBBO clip, so it better be great.
I don't know what that is.
Great British Bake Off.
Oh.
So the show that me and Joey were just obsessed with for a long time.
Why can I not hear anything? Sorry. Hold on.
It's there. We're hearing it.
So let's start with Matt.
No way.
No,
that's not
fake.
Real.
That's fake.
Squirrels don't have fucking. They're
squirrels
not like circumcised.
Will ring forever.
My squirrel's dick is bigger than mine.
So let's start with Matt.
Dude, like. Those are some nuts on that thing. You
yeah,
know what
that,
mean?
That one brought its own nuts to the party, if you know what I mean.
So far, contender number one for.
For worst?
Yeah.
You don't like squirrel dick?
Nah, it wasn't funny enough. Like, it wasn't done well.
Mm.
Remember
it did
video
use the music, though.
Of the big giant
raccoon? Yeah.
That was much funnier. You know what I mean?
Let's get some audio on this one.
He's making a lot of good points.
There we go. Ready? Hold on.
Holy shit!
Hey, Ron.
Hey, Billy.
That's the best part.
That was pretty amazing.
Yeah. Hey, Ron. Hey, Billy.
Hey, Billy.
Yeah, but that's like, that's not real. That's not part of it either, is it?
No, it is.
Oh, wow.
Listen to it again, Kev, and like, listen to the conversation they have.
Got it.
Were they talking?
Yeah.
Hey, Ron.
Hey, Billy.
So it's just running the audio, and he says, "What the hell is going on up there?" And then you hear, and then it breaks through.
And then.
Hey, Ron.
There's more.
Hey, Billy.
Oh, there's more. All right, don't talk.
That hurt.
Did that hurt?
That hurt.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Funny.
He's just laying there on the ground, paralyzed.
This one comes from Sean I.
Okay, ready?
Oh, these are always funny.
Hey, sorry, Mr. Call. I was just calling you back to let you know that I love you and I miss you. I really want you to call me back.
Oh, this is sad.
This weird thing.
I missed your phone call and that I know you're done. So when you get this, can you call me back? I love you and I miss you.
The B-roll's so
first
good.
Two things. All of us are going to hell, including everyone watching currently live in the chat. And
sorry,
if you're watching
guys,
this video, you're
going
to
hell. That's what this is about.
Secondly, what asshole made this video? Like, you are a terrible human being for this.
It's so funny.
But it's so funny.
So fucking funny. All right. Next up, this comes from Nick Metzger. It's not this one, Kev.
Oh, no?
Oh, no.
Give me 2 seconds.
Oh, no.
I'll open up the Metzger one.
Or I guess the one we just watched was Nick Metzger.
Okay, good job, Nick. You this fucking psychopath.
Sean I.
That's the one that I'm opening next?
Oh, you know what? I messed up.
Melty Drill in the chat said, I knew what I signed up for. Yeah, you did.
Yeah. So this comes from Mike Townrow, a big friend of the show. He says, I know you guys love dash cam footage. What if I told you there was a film that was all Russian dash cam footage? Here's the trailer. It's legitimately one of my favorite films of last year.
Now here's okay.
I started watching a little bit about this. Now here's the thing. He didn't submit this to Fun Clips. He submitted this just as a thing that we should look at. Right. But I'm putting it here because it's a bunch of Fun Clips.
Yeah, but here's the thing. We had a warning. The age restriction that came on before it.
Interesting.
And I'm scared that there's something on here that we shouldn't show.
If there is, just rewind it. It's fine.
Here's my thing then.
Thank you for not giving anything useful.
I'm gonna say, because I watched bits of this. Go check it out. It's called The Road Movie. Watch the trailer. The entire movie
is just dash cam?
It's just dash cam.
Can you just scroll to the middle and just pause it so I can see what it kind of looks like? Well, that's just useless.
Oh, wait, no. I mean, I can show you and not them.
So it's just a bunch of dash cam things. But it's not like telling a story or anything. It's just any time that the dash cam starts being long footage and you're like, where's this going to go?
Oh, my God.
It stresses you the fuck out because you're like, is this about to end horribly or is it going to be okay?
Oh, my God.
So it like plays with people's expectations.
This is crazy.
It's freaking cool as hell.
Whoa. Wow. This is a fun idea. So I don't know. Do I want to watch like this much of it, though? Is it an actual like full length movie?
Yeah.
I don't need 2 hours of this.
It's experimental. There's no narrative.
Next up, we got one from Rory D. Don't play the audio, Kev. We'll definitely get claimed for it.
Okay.
Oh, it's AC/DC. We're fine.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, talk a little bit or something, right?
No, no, no. We're just watching. Oh, shit. Oh, no. Poor guy.
It sucks. He's like, I'm good. No, you're not. No,
that
you're not.
Guy is concussed.
All the concussed. Audio listeners, very, very confused.
Wait, Hashtag Kevin, concussed. Before you click off this, what is going on with Snoop Dogg and these giraffes? Snoop Dogg narrating animal documentary, very funny.
Oh, it's the funniest thing in the world. Okay. It was from Jimmy Kimmel, I think. Probably. Or Conan.
Conan.
Maybe it was Conan.
We're not watching that.
Funny stuff. Funny stuff. All right. This one comes from KCW. I'm not a fan of random humor.
Sure.
I know. But let's watch this and then discuss.
I feel like it's going to be good. It combines things I like knives and chocolates and moms.
No, I knew you were going to go there. I heard it.
Mom, where do you get such a giant chocolate bar?
What the fuck are you...
The fuck are you looking at?
What the fuck?
See, like, I'm usually not a fan of random shit, but that went places. That went like that, like three M. Night Shyamalan
twists. That was that was experimental. Whoa,
what
sure.
What did he play?
I don't know.
I don't know.
He played some audio.
He did something on Switch, but I didn't hear anything.
First off, shout out to the Switch. It can do lots of stuff that I didn't know, and every day Cool Greg shows me something new about it.
Mm-hmm.
Unless he watches Hulu on it. It's weird. This is the shit that got me
this
earlier.
This comes from Luca Dale.
All right, ready?
Yeah, give it to me.
Hold on, sorry.
This is Jim Scurvy. Oh my god.
He's sniffing.
Oh my god, this is horrifying.
I love it. He's laughing in the background.
It's him. Oh no. That's like Beetlejuice. That was weird.
That was good, though.
That was weird.
That was good. See, that was the kind of...
I just imagine you up late at night looking at this shit with Gia sleeping in the bed next to you, like an empty bottle of wine rolls off the bed.
Dude, oh my god. That's pretty much exactly what it is. Yeah. But as I look at this stuff, like, I just keep laughing hard every once in a while. And she's just like, what the fuck? And then I'll show her. And it is one of those things, like, 90% of the time, she's like, what is your problem? But then 10% of the time, she will just fucking be laughing for the next year.
That's how it is. Right, that's ready? A good relationship.
This one comes from Diego Garcia.
All right, Diego. Wow me. Oh, these things. These are death traps for kids.
Remember that time we got offended?
This kid's my favorite. That was hilarious.
Why would you do that? So good.
They cut that.
Please keep the X-Files conspiracy clips coming, because that was gold.
The dog.
Mm-hmm.
Where does that come from?
I don't know.
Where does that originally? Because that dog.
That was really good.
That was hilarious.
That was a good one. That was a good one. This comes from Ryan Dunn. Nope. Dennis J.
Okay.
Who writes in and says, what's up, lads? I'm terrified that I now have a fun clip reputation to uphold, but I'm sticking with the animal theme. Fingers crossed you haven't seen this one. This is the guy that said the deer video a couple weeks back.
Oh, that was terrifying.
Ready?
Please tell me this cute dog doesn't get hit by a fucking car and ping pong on the goddamn highway.
Ping pong.
Ping pong.
Wait,
what did he say?
What? My dog just said fucking cow. What the hell?
Ew!
They're learning how to speak. It's terrifying, but also really cool.
That was cow.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. This video just started. Sorry.
This comes from Ryan Dunn. It's called Surprise Motherfucker.
I still feel like I feel like this cat's winning this fight. It wants it more.
Just updates on the which one is my least favorite. I think that the dog talking.
Is your least favorite?
The cow?
Yeah, it freaks
you're a
me
psychopath.
I don't know, man.
I like it.
I'm still thinking about whether the nuts is
the squirrel nuts like was least. It's on the two on the nose.
Digital obesity sends this one in. This is what could go wrong if I try to open a bottle with a chopstick.
Oh God, I don't want to. Don't do this. Don't do this.
Oh, you fucking idiot!
It's oh man, oh so good.
Did that go into his hand?
Yeah.
That's horrible. I hate shit like that. Don't send us shit like that.
No, that was funny.
People, come on.
All right. This one comes from Kevin J. And here's the thing, guys. I watched this one already.
Yeah. Wait, can I tell people what this is called first?
Yes.
This video is entitled Dog Fart Cat Puke.
I've also seen this.
So let's Ready? Watch it. Let's go. Here we go.
What the hell?
Mommy,
no, honey.
What the fuck?
No.
What the fuck? What the fuck? What happened there?
Oh, man, that's awful. That was terrible.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, my God.
That was weird.
You gotta love
that
it.
That was weird.
You gotta love
that
it.
That was weird as fuck.
I'm gonna save this for later, Kev.
What, oh,
next
this
week
one? Oh,
for
damn,
next week.
It's a good one.
It is good. It's good.
Yeah, that's nay. We should save next week.
I just want to say that the first ever whatever this award, the Great Wall.
Good job.
Firewall.
Goes to Teddy with the squirrel video.
Yeah.
Do you like the squirrel video?
No.
Oh, you hated the squirrel video. Got it. I appreciate that. Tranmu in the chat. In relation to that last one, just throw the whole house away. Just throw it all away.
But like, can you imagine
just
that?
Purify.
What
water.
I love about it is like that. Like he was recording it and just happened to capture that moment.
He's like, "Why is the cat? Oh God!
The cat rolls up.
How is it up in the corner? How is it holding itself
it's
up?
A fucking cat.
Cats are crazy.
That fart was the longest and loudest dog fart I've ever seen.
Dog farts are the worst too because you feed them some weird ass fucking food.
My God,
man, that comes out the other end rank.
Ew. Jesus. The word of the day, I'm sure a lot of you guys were wondering, is nudistarian. How do you think you say that?
Nudistrian.
No, it's definitely not nudistrian.
Oh, I stopped looking at
it. I have no idea.
Too.
Nudistrian?
Nudistarian.
Nudistarian, sure.
Nudistarian. It's Nudistarian. It's the recent past. It literally means the day before yesterday.
Wow. Whoa. Okay.
Yeah. So if you've ever been like, I wonder how to properly say that name.
There it is.
There it is. Well, we don't know how to properly say it.
We should introduce it into our lexicon.
I'm trying to. So if somebody could let me know how it's said, please send in clips of you saying it. And then maybe we'll watch them. Maybe we won't. That's how this works on Internet Explorers. Now it's time for what we're calling the chat room, where we talk to the chat. That's you guys.
Words are hard, says Lexi Gunner. They are.
Words are hard. I want to say, pretty good day of fun clips.
Yeah.
You guys, this
not
week?
Not bad at all.
You did good.
It could be better.
I was about to say, what do you have to say, Nick?
Could be
like,
better.
I know you're I just know. Like, I'm
honestly,
just, I need to say something.
I'm just saying, here's the thing. You're like the mom in this situation where you're like, hey, you guys did great. I'm going to be the dad here. You could be better. You could do better.
Okay.
You got an A? It's an A+. There's a plus that could have happened after that.
Figure out that A+.
And all I'm saying is, in the words of Christopher Walken next week, wow me.
That's good. Makoshone in the chat says fun clips killed it today.
Yeah,
they did. That was
they
fun.
Did. I'm proud of them.
This was great.
Nerd Cadet says Roman Reigns has joined The Rock in the Fast and Furious spinoff. That's pretty dope.
Jesus Christ,
is it dope? Do we like Roman Reigns?
We like Roman Reigns. We don't like how hard he was pushed. It's not his fault. He is though.
He couldn't lift The Undertaker. What the fuck? Just tombstone him. Just do it.
Who's Roman Reigns?
A loser. Well, I mean, he's fighting cancer, and I hope he wins it.
I hope he wins it.
Yeah, that's good, because the alternative to that is not good.
Yeah. And honestly, it seems like he really...
Oh, he's in that same thing with The Rock. He's in that same shot with him.
Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
Louis the Great says, I was losing my shit at the dog who said cow. Honestly, that clip was amazing.
Because it's like an alien trying to figure out how to speak. It's like E.T.
Mr. Yasmin the Internet says, Nick and Tim, did you know that J.K. Simmons has been the voice of the yellow M&M since 1996?
Shut the fuck up. Really?
Yeah.
These kids lie sometimes.
I saw this making the rounds like a couple days ago.
No.
Yeah.
The one in the commercials?
Mm-hmm.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Kevin, you got to Google this. Is there nothing that man can't do?
I mean, you have a computer in front of me.
That's a good point. In front of you. I do have a computer in front of you.
You do. It's control, man. I love it.
Kevin got mad because I made him lean forward. He was like, I'm so comfortable right now. You know how he gets like he gets the perfect balance.
Shit,
and then he gets out his phone and he goes on the Chive and then he sends me pictures that I like.
I love how misinformed you are. And the pictures you like are cute animals doing adorable things.
They're 100% great. And
Game Jumper X says, get a song stuck in my head in 5 words or less. Go for it, Andy. It's good.
It's a good song.
It's real good.
It's a good song. Watch KFAF Wednesdays, 11 a.m.
Matt Rohrbeck says, Tim, I know they're probably too long for the show, but did you get those kind of funny WWE 2K19 videos I sent in? I did. We're going to save those for next time on Internet Explorers.
Oh, sorry. I should have the chat in front of me. I was like, I'm just looking at Roman Reigns' picture. It's weird. I don't know who the fuck he is.
He's got one move. It's the Superman punch. It's not good.
Let's see. The Westmark says, Nick, can I get a butthole? And this is not the show. We don't do that on this show. Sorry.
We don't?
Do we?
I don't know. What show do you do it on?
Kevin, give me the one.
I don't. You're right. We don't have that set up.
Butthole. It's fine. Ah, where'd that wall come from?
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Internet Explorers. Thank you very much for exploring the internet with us. It has been quite the trip. We will see you again next Monday at 11 a.m. twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. Until next time, I'm going to go get lunch. And you know what I'm going to get for lunch today? I'm going to go to Signora's Pizza.
Yeah.
And I'm going to order a pizza with pineapple on it.
Ew, no, you're not. You're a fucking liar.